I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Housing advocates say the Toronto Winter Plan, to help its unhoused population, falls short of addressing fundamental needs as the months get colder. The City of Toronto released the plan on November 7th through a media press release. A live video was initially scheduled by the city regarding the updates, but it was made private and unavailable to the public. The plan expects to introduce changes to try and help more than 8,000 of the city's unhoused population. This includes measures that the city states that are temporary solutions. This includes 132 spaces through expanding capacity at existing shelter sites, and 100 hotel programs for refugee singles and families, which the city says will help free up space in the base shelter system by allowing refugee claimants currently in non-refugee-specific shelters to move to this program. The plan also states that the city's Street to Homes program will introduce more 24/7 outreach teams for wellness checks to encourage those living outdoors to seek shelter. To provide additional shelter space, the city says it will increase capacity by introducing more beds. However, the city will continue to scale back on the number of temporary shelters, which include the decommissioning of the Novotel at the 45 Esplanade by the end of 2022. Plans to decommission all temporary shelters are supposed to be completed by the spring of 2023. The press release also states that there will be 60 warming centers that will operate during extreme weather conditions, which is down by 4 last year. Space between beds will be reduced from 2 meters to 1.25 meters to accommodate the extra beds. This fall, advocate groups like the Shelter and Housing Justice Network report that dozens of individuals are turned away from the shelters each night. They say that there should be 2,700 spaces to start instead of the 1,000 that the city is proposing. The spike in COVID-19 cases this season is also causing worry. The network states that there may be a reluctance for individuals to be in shelters now that there are reduced spacing between beds in the winter months. In response to the city's winter plan, housing advocates and supporters went to City Hall this week to offer letters to Toronto Mayor John Tory and the city's Board of Health. Only 5 people were allowed into City Hall at one time during the rally. Advocates asked for a meeting with Tory, but the request was denied. Despite the number of individuals allowed into City Hall to offer the letters, advocates and supporters gathered at the homeless memorial outside the Church of the Holy Trinity afterwards. 12 names were added to the memorial.
July 13th, 2022, Robin Scanlon. September 2022, Jane Doe. September 2022, Jane Doe. September, Jane Doe. September, John Doe. September, John Doe. October, Jane Katz. October, Chris Masick. October 30th, William Mac Harlan. November 6th or 7th, Scotty Bailey Kelly. Also known to the community, September 29th, Lynn Heatley. And October or November, Sassy.
Speakers mentioned their opposition to the city's plans to reduce and eliminate alternatives to the shelter system, including removing temporary shelter hotels, as well as cracking down on tent encampments in public parks.
The tents that are here in this park right now, just like Sam said, this is activism, that people are taking up space. Internally displaced people. These people should have a home. They're not homeless. They come from somewhere. They should have a house there. They're internally displaced people. We seem to be able to conceptualize that when there's conflict elsewhere, but when conflict happens here, Turtle Island, we can't conceptualize. These people are internally displaced, and they're taking up political action here. You know, people in this shelter system, in this government doing outreach, should recognize that's what's paying their bills, this activism. It built the shelter hotel system. What a dream that was. People would have a door and not be in a congregate setting. What has it become? This past week, I was so disgusted by the fact that someone who we spent several weeks trying to get a room in the shelter hotel system so that they would feel safe, so that they could, you know, quiet the voices in their minds so that they can come back to self and have a safer life. Their caseworker is evicting them to a shelter as punishment for having a candle in their room. And the caseworker tells me, I know you don't really understand housing, but this is actually part of their counseling plan. It's part of their steps to recovery, to have to go to a shelter for several days and to lose their apartment, and then eventually lose that hotel entirely and be put back into the streets. No discharge papers. It's a verbal discharge. There's no reason for it. Happens in the middle of the night so that they don't have any of the resources that could come from coming to a place like this so we can land somewhere.
Another rally is planned for next week to support the evicted residents of the Novotel and the temporary shelter on Bond Street. While the city states that the Novotel will be closed by the end of December, residents were starting to be evicted on October 12th, the day the city announced its plan for the closure. The rally will be held at David Crombie Park on Tuesday, November 15th. The Twitter account Voice of the Novotel sent CGRU a press release for the rally. The press release states that advocates continue to call Gord Tanner to reconsider decommissioning the shelters, and that more spaces and health considerations are required to house individuals before the winter months. Tanner is the general manager of the city's Shelter, Support, and Housing Administrative Division. CGRU will be at David Crombie Park on Tuesday covering the rally. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.